WCHL News Director Blake Hodge was at that meeting of the Board of Trustees earlier today. He joins us now via phone. What went down, Blake, today at the meeting, and what does this mean for the future of regional transit going forward?
Yeah, it'll all have to be reevaluated, Aaron. And I was just listening to the intro of the show here as you were bringing me on, and you were recapping that. But before that, during the intro, Scott Washington from your History Matters segment says, isn't it astonishing how many things have happened in the last 200 years? And that kind of hit me a little different today, knowing that there were about 20 years worth of planning that went into the Durham Orange Light Rail Transit Project as we knew it. And today, the vote starts the process, at least, of winding that project down with really nothing concrete to show for it.
Mm-hmm. Except for the money that was already spent on that project, which is now basically just spent on nothing, right?
Yeah, that's sunk money at this point. It's $137 million. They're looking at ways to... There was a lot that went into that. Of course, some of it was very specific to the Durham Orange Light Rail Transit Project. If it was engineering or design work that was specifically for the light rail, then there's not a whole lot of hope for anything coming out of that money. But whenever you're looking at a project like this, there was a lot of other studying that went into it, particularly kind of early on, and you could still try to salvage some of the at least data and material that you were working off of in some of those cases, and that sounds like what they're going to try to do moving forward. And it is important to note that this is the very first step in this process. So now this will have to go to all of the partners as part of this. So it will have to go before Orange County's Board of Commissioners. It will have to go before Durham County's Board of Commissioners. I believe the Durham Chapel Carbo Metropolitan Planning Organization will also have to vote on this to ultimately stop the work at the cost of about $7 million a month right now toward the Durham Orange Light Rail Transit Project.
Is there any reason to believe that they won't vote to go along with the Board of Trustees? That
no.
You'll have, okay, I didn't think so.
At the end of the day, the people that are on the Go Triangle board are made up of those other elected bodies. So, you know, the Durham Chapel Carbo Metropolitan Planning Organization is made up of a few people that overlap with the Go Triangle board, but each of those boards have the same, not the same makeup, but some of the same players are involved with all of those different bodies.
Speaking with WCHL News Director Blake Hodge, and if you're just joining us again, Go Triangle Board of Trustees met today and voted unanimously to stop working on the Durham Orange Light Rail plan, a move that pretty much effectively kills it, although we've already said that before with a number of other decisions. This one pretty much the final nail in the coffin there. What was the tenor of the meeting? I know a lot of discussion happened in closed session, but there was some discussion in open session. I presume board members spoke. There was a public comment period. What was the tone of that conversation?
And there was the public comment period at the very beginning of the meeting. There were a couple of people who asked to continue on with the work or at least voice support for the project as a whole. There were a couple of voices against the project saying this is kind of spiraled out of control. We need to reevaluate where we are. And that means stepping away from this project in particular. Once the board meeting got going in terms of the board discussion on it, before they went into closed session, there was a report from Jeff Mann, the president and CEO of Go Triangle, kind of detailing some of the events that were leading up to that vote. Of course, everybody's looking at Duke University with their cooperative agreement, and you could go back and forth. It's a hypothetical at this point, so it's hard to have a real answer of whether, if Duke does go forward with a cooperative agreement, whether something like today is happening. But it is also not correct to wholly say that Duke was the only thing holding this up. We had the North Carolina Railroad, which we found out today was coming back with cost estimates for a lease that were seven times the cost that was projected for that. Go Triangle was looking at about a $4 million cost there for the lease agreement with the North Carolina Railroads. They came back and wanted $30 million based on what we heard today from Jeff Mann. So that was significant, of course. And Jeff also said that they had a meeting with the FTA officials last week in Washington, D.C., and they made it clear to Go Triangle that there was very little to almost zero chance they were going to be able to get everything they needed to do procedurally done in order for the FTA to grant a full fund grant agreement by the November 30th deadline that is the state-imposed deadline.
Speaking again with Blake Hodge. So what now, and I know there's no answer to this question yet and won't be for a while, but what now is next? I mean, the light rail project goes away, but the need for a robust public transit system already exists is only going to get more significant and more urgent as the triangle continues to grow in size and population. And I know one of the concerns about the light rail plan as it was that if anything, it wasn't big enough. It was one line that went from point A to point B around a corner and hit a couple of other spots. But there is a need for a public transit plan that is regional, that's triangle wide, and in many ways is even bigger and more connective than the light rail plan, which is now going away partly because the costs were ballooning out of control. So what's the next step here?
Yeah, that's one of the big things that we're having to figure out in terms of whenever you do go back to the drawing board on this, then you're allowed, or you're not allowed, but you can go back to the full drawing board, including Wake County, who stepped away from the initial light rail plans. So incorporating more conversations with Wake County about that truly regional system, as you're referencing. A couple of things to keep in mind. The transit tax dollars that are coming from the sales tax increases approved by Durham and Orange County voters in 2011 and 2012, respectively, is still coming in. That money doesn't go away from this. So now reallocating some of those funds to other projects in the immediate would be something that is not voted on and approved, and we know what's going to happen right now, but would certainly be something that we could, I think, rightly anticipate in terms of what is going to immediately happen. We did ask Mark Markopoulos, the Orange County Commissioner, who is the county delegate to the GO Triangle Board, virtually that question today. What are you taking back to Orange County residents this afternoon? And it was a lot of that of saying we still have the transit tax dollars that are coming in. We still have a need, certainly, for a transit system that's going to serve as many residents across the triangle as we can, and that need is going to continue to grow. And one thing that was reiterated as trustee after trustee spoke today was trying to remind residents of the triangle that they are committed to regional transit. They are committed to public transit, and that this is obviously a setback. It was a very somber mood for a lot of the day, mixed in with some anger and frustration, it felt like, but that ultimately a solution will have to be worked on, thought of, cultivated, and ultimately implemented if we're going to be able to make some progress on some of these things moving forward. And how much of that is going to involve pieces of what was involved in the light rail plan, we'll have to wait and see.
Speaking with Blake Hodge, as we wrap up, anything else that people should know about what went down at the meeting today?
Again, procedurally, this was the first step. This was a recommendation coming now from the GO Triangle Board of Trustees to the transit partners to discontinue work on the Durham Orange Light Rail Transit Project. So expect to see those votes coming through at the different levels in the coming weeks. But at the end of the day, it's kind of back to step one in some cases of trying to figure out a way forward. We do have a few things in place, as we mentioned, with some tax dollars that are dedicated to transit, and the planning for this kind of will start from there after they wind down the light rail work that has been going on, and see where we go from here.
Light rail effectively, officially dead. Now the question is, what's next? Blake Hodge, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.